We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Hello, internet, interwebs, the web, www, all you www's out there, buddy. It's Mr. B, rolling off track podcasts from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. Myself, got my sidekick with me. You know him. He's been gone, but he's back. Are you back, buddy? Tell me you're back. Tell me you're back.
I'm back, man.
Oh, I thought I was,
I thought you lost me, man. No, man. I'm back business.
Back
excited.
Business.
I don't know what to say. I'm just almost started stuttering.
Almost stuttering? You've been gone a while?
Yes.
Yes, sir, buddy. Mr. A, he's back. Rolling Off Track Podcast. We're doing it. We're doing it. How you been doing, buddy?
Doing
How you been
being?
Doing?
I've been doing all right. Just a lot of work lately. Kind of sucks just because there's a lot of work. But the check, I don't complain about that.
Oh yeah, get them groceries, get them gas for your car.
Yep, get my baby diapers, get her toys she needs so she can stop crying and whining and complaining and get her out of my face.
Get her out of your face so you can podcast, right?
Yep, so I can get this show on the road and get back rolling, man. Just too much work and, how do you say it, all work and no play.
All work and no play, but I'm going to ask you, buddy, did you get to play anything this week?
Yeah, man, I actually did get to play something.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
I got to try the Judgment. Dun, dun, dun.
Gears of War 4, right?
Yes, sir, man.
Awesome.
Been a long while. So many episodes later, Mr. B finally decided to get in his good gracious and let me borrow the game.
Yep.
Had to. Like, yeah, I got all fired up.
Did you make sure you don't tear up that contract, right?
Yep.
That lease agreement, because that's your only, when you return it, then you can tear it up.
Oh, okay.
All right, so
make sure
that take care of it and no scratches. And
no
if there's if there's scratches or anything on there, you guys just look to that paper and it'll tell you what fees are there and what you have to do. All right.
That sounds good, man.
Cool.
Awesome. But yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's different, huh? It's different.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot different. But for me personally, I game all kinds of games. I'm not really a big picker like, yourself and Miss Normie back in the day. But it was pretty good. I enjoyed playing it. Some of those Halo games, there are some of them that they went off. Like the Odyssey, it was really quick. Halo Odyssey, that was a really, really quick storyline on that. And then the Halo Wars, that was a lot different, strategic game.
Yeah.
So I don't mind them going different ways, I guess. It was good. I liked it. But to compare it with the regular 1, 2, and 3, I do like the other ones better than the Judgment.
So you know what other people are talking about when they say the fourth one's different, huh?
Yeah, I could finally put in some negative comebacks.
Yes, sir. Cool.
Bam, so you messed it up. No, I was kidding.
So it was all right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did.
Cool.
Other than that, Android wise, I just been going back to Texas Hold'em. I don't know how many, like very beginning the top 5 first episodes or something. I've been saying I've been got carried away and OD'd on Texas Hold'em games. And
oh yeah.
Lately, I re-downloaded those games and sure enough, I got addicted already. And last night, it's like 2:30 in the morning. I need to work at 7:30 and yeah, I'm still sitting there, red eye, bloodshot eyeballs sitting at the tablet screen trying to win some cash. It was good, but I just ended up messing it up for myself because I won 150 chips, 150,000. But I got way too overconfident and, I thought it was a schnitz and ended up just wasting it all and I lost it all. So I got 0 chips right now. I have to wait until the daily prize comes in and win like 5,000 chips or something.
Oh, okay. Have you ever spent any money on that one? Real money?
A dollar.
Oh, you've spent a dollar?
Like, Yeah, I think it gets you like 100,000 chips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I did that one, and also did a dollar on a different game, I forgot. But I don't think I ever spent more than $3 on any of these games ever.
Oh, okay.
I came close to one time. I almost spent almost spent $15. But I'm like, nah, I better not. I better not do it. I'm gonna screw myself on that. I better not do it. Don't do it. Just say, don't do it. Hey, man. Just exit. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't.
Cool, yeah. Like, so some people, they spend a bunch of crazy money on games too, huh?
I know, like that one time, like a couple podcasts ago, remember that one I said that guy spent like $6,000 or something on his friend's credit card?
Yeah.
Or Candy Crush.
Candy Crush King.
I know, man, that's crazy. You're just spending someone else's cash.
And then the person that made Candy Crush,
mm-hmm.
on an average daily, he brings in about $650,000 a day.
Damn.
But that's average though for a day.
That's still way more than enough money.
Yep, that guy's rolling in the dough, man, from that game.
That's crazy, man. Candy Crush can get addictive, but at the same time, if you're just not that type of person that likes to think about things, then you won't like it.
Yes, sir. Cool. So you played that, and anything else you play?
Pool. 8-ball pool.
On your Android?
Yeah. My tablet, Android tablet. Saw the nephew playing it on the computer one time, and I never really got into it. And he sits there playing it a lot, I guess, and he's like on level 27 or something. And I'm like, damn. Sit there betting like 25 chips at a time, $50 chips at a time, and yet he's already all the way up to level 27.
Okay. Oh, so when you're playing pool, you can bet with chips?
Yeah. No, when you first start, you can't bet your own amount. There's a set, rate when you enter a game, whether it be 25 chips or 50 chips. Or the higher level you get, it'll go up to 100, 150, 1,000, 2,000. So just depending on what game you play, it's already a set rate of chips.
Oh, okay. Cool. Pool.
Yeah.
Tell him,
yeah.
Take you out to a real pool, buddy.
I can kill it on a real pool. Because on the game, it shows that line from the tip of the pool stick to the ball and the angle that it'll shoot at.
Yeah, so it's kind of like cheating.
Yeah, man, I'm like, because you can turn that stuff off and you can leave it on. And I told him, why don't you turn it off, man? Stop cheating.
Yeah.
Be a Porsche. Be a man, turn the cheats off.
Be a man. Be a man, don't be a cheater.
I know, man. Stop being a little cheater punk.
Cheater punk. Cheater punks could kick out of the pool hall like that.
I know, man. I rock the pool hall, man.
Rock the pool hall, buddy.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I've been rocking a few games here and there. Mod Nation Racers for the PS Vita.
PS Vita. Oh, speaking of Vita, really quick. There's this kid on eBay. He was selling his PS Vita for like only 40, or I think it was 40 or 50 bucks.
Really?
And I seriously wanted to get it, but there's still like 4 days left on that bidding thing.
Oh, okay, so you're going to watch it?
Yeah, I save it and swoop in at the last, like, probably last minute and start bidding in penny after penny.
If it's,
by then
if you can get it for maybe like around 100, that would be good.
Oh, yeah, because I was looking at them over at Walmart. They're like freaking $250, $300.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that much. Might as well just get a regular PS3.
Yep, and because I'm saying around 100, because usually you can get them on like Craigslist for like 150.
Oh yeah, Craigslist too. Yeah,
yeah.
I check that out too.
So if you can get it below 150 or around 100, that would be good. But if not, then I guess you could always look at Craigslist, find one around 150.
Oh,
yes, cool. Sir.
Cool. Anyways, your games.
Oh yeah, Mod Nation Racers PS Vita Racing. It's a racing game. If you listeners don't know, it's a pretty good game. It's only for Sony. Doesn't come out for Microsoft. Tron. I was playing Tron, the movie. Remember how they came out with the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was playing that, and the story is pretty good. At the beginning, it shows you a tutorial, and you just go through it, how to jump, how to use your, what was that?
Your light
circle thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it shows you how to do all that. Then you start off with the story, and you just start, just doing missions, and so I'm doing that right now. It's pretty good. I was kind of, you look at it and you think, I don't know if this will be fun, but after I started playing and started getting fun, you start getting into it.
Oh yeah, I was like that, somewhat, almost like Tron. Those, what's the other game like that, Line Rider or something like that?
Line Rider?
I think it was Line Rider or, I don't know, something like the Tron one. The Android market, and you gotta, on the touch screen, there's a left and right arrow key up and down, and the light, just like Tron did the game, you gotta go around trying to kill people with your light and try not to hit your own light or something.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool because that, yeah, I was trying it out, this was a while ago, a couple months ago, and I thought it was pretty cool. I got kind of addicted to it a little bit, just for about a good 2 weeks straight, and then kind of died out on me.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, this one's an adventure game, so you're kind of walking around and doing missions too.
Oh, that's so cool.
I don't know if you had, I haven't got too far in it. I don't know if you do like those motorcycle racing, like you said, with the lines, like kind of old school Tron.
Yeah.
So I haven't really looked around in the menu and stuff like that, or if you unlock it later in the adventure or something like that, but, if it does, then I think I'll get back into that one, like racing and do the motorcycle lines and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, old school arcade.
Cool, man.
Another one is, put in some Black Ops 2 for the PS3.
Yeah, Black Ops.
And as always, put in some Gears 3, put in some time in that.
Yeah, get your zombie killing on.
Yes, sir. And then, Rayman Origins for the PS Vita. And just like I said last time, the visuals, the display on the screen, the colors and everything, it's good, man. The display is awesome.
Cool, like your cracked out game last time.
Oh yeah, when you tried it a few episodes ago, we talked about, Galaga. What is it?
Galaga.
Yeah, Galaga. That was how I was saying that when you're playing it, just colors everywhere and just guns and enemies everywhere.
Lions and bullets and missiles and explosions and it's like,
And I wasn't kidding, no, because it's everywhere like that.
Yeah, man, you weren't kidding. I thought you were kind of a little over-exaggerating, but I turn it on, my eyes started twitching. I'm like, oh, where'd it come from? And just started shooting left and right. And my finger started twitching on its own. And oh, snap, I'm hitting them. I don't even know how I'm doing it. Oh, my God.
I don't think you can blink. Huh? If you blink, I think you would lose or something. Huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open, man. You gotta lick your eyeballs or something.
Lick your eyeballs. But, how did you like the Pac-Man?
Oh yeah, that was nice too. That was crazy.
The colors just pop out too, huh?
Yeah, the colors like all neon color like stuff, man. It's awesome. I like that one too.
Yes, sir. And they'll probably this week. Maybe tomorrow, a couple of days. I want to start on Tomb Raider Legend.
Tomb Raider.
So
cool.
I'll probably start on that one. And then, awesome. I had a question for you about this. You know how, like every week, when we talk about games,
mm-hmm.
I kind of like, as you say, like dabble around. I play games here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do? Do you like to play a lot of games, or do you, would you rather prefer like play one or two games a week and just play them until you beat them? Or would you rather do like what I do is like just play whatever you feel like playing at that moment?
Yeah, I play whatever. I don't really, there's only one game that I like to stick to until I beat it, which is NBA. Of course I'm a NBA freak. I talk about it a lot. But other than that, if I don't feel like playing NBA at the time, then yeah, I play whatever. Car racing, Grand Theft Auto, shooter games, one person games, adventure games.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Racing car games with guns attached to it, or I got the jet combat games, war games, just whatever, anything. DC versus Mortal Kombat or something, Marvel versus Capcom, whatever, dude. Tekken, anything, yeah. I just like to, whatever comes into my mind right at the second I think of playing the game, I'd play.
Oh, okay, cool. Cause yeah, that's what I like to do, and I just wanted to ask that question. It's like, because the other day I was thinking about that. I was like, man, I play a bunch of games, and I'll just be, maybe like, grabbing it, talking about a few of them, which ones that stand out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cool. And, real quick, I watched, Naked Gun 2.5. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
Cool, man.
And then, real quick, one more, Netflix, though, my, sister-in-law, she was watching, she was picking movies from Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And she was watching, My Girlfriend is an Agent. And
Girlfriend is an Agent.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix, and, she put that one on, and it's, subtitled in, English, so they speak their own, language. I think it's, Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's subtitled in English, and that, I think I would recommend that movie if you're looking for, it's not a chick flick, but it's like sort of like a, cause a lady is an agent and she tries to keep her identity, and throughout that she has like she wants to have a boyfriend, but that boyfriend is like real clumsy and stuff like that. And it's funny. It's a funny movie. When you look at the cover and it's like just the title of it, it doesn't seem interesting, but when you start watching it, you start laughing, you start cracking up. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah. Cool. My girlfriend, she got a movie one time. It was like a $3 movie from Walmart. And the cover of it looks like just another typical boring movie. But we ended up buying it anyway, and because we were bored one night and decided just pick out any kind of movies and movies that we don't normally pick out.
Yeah.
And just see how it pans out. And when we got done watching the movie, it was actually pretty interesting and funny. So we liked it. And we recommended it to a couple people, and they all liked it too. Thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, do you remember the movie? Name of the movie?
No, I don't, but it's a basketball game, or a basketball movie. It's a high school girls basketball team. This guy, he used to be a coach or something, and he kind of went south with his life and turned out to be like a bum, trying to get his life back together. He's an alcoholic, and he ends up making the girls a championship team.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. At first, the girl thought he was a loser, but by the end of the season, they all loved him enough to, didn't care whether where he worked or how he looked or dressed or showed himself to everybody else. They still cared about him and stuff.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie. But that's not the kind of movies I've been watching lately. Lately, I've been watching, I don't know how many months later it came out, but, that Man of Steel.
Oh, nice.
I finally watched the entire movie. It's like a freaking 2-hour movie, man.
It's a long
movie. Yeah, but I definitely enjoyed it. I liked it better than the other Superman they made. Superman Returns.
Superman Returns, yeah.
Yeah, I like this one a whole lot better. The action where they start fighting with the Zod captain guy, Commander Zod or whatever,
yeah,
and his crew. That was crazy. It was pretty intense.
A lot of destruction.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. I couldn't get my eyes away from it. Got glued into that thing and watched it till I was done.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, it's one long movie. I was cracking up like, damn, this is a long ass movie, man. Like, when is it gonna be over?
When is it gonna be over?
Yeah, but other than that, I watched a little bit of Tropic Thunder. Came out like in 2008 or something.
Tropic Thunder, that's a good movie, man. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all, Robert Downey Jr. is all playing a black guy.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's good. He does good in that one.
Yeah. You went full retard, man. Everybody knows you don't go full retard. What? Oh? but yeah, that was a good movie. And then a little bit of Despicable Me, Up, a bunch of animated cartoons, the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. I haven't seen it yet, but I have it. Despicable Me 2. I haven't seen it, but I am going to watch it probably later on tonight. And I watched a little bit of clips here and there of the Hobbit and Unexpected Journey.
Is that the new one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. The
Came
Hobbit.
Out, 2012, a couple months ago, several months ago, actually.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Cool. So
just been movie hopping here and there.
Just been dabbling around?
Yeah, but the two I definitely want to watch is the second Cloudy with a Chance and the second Despicable Me. The countdown shall begin.
Countdown, buddy. Alrighty, cool.
Yep.
And first start off, 10 most pirated movies this week. Ready?
Yep.
10, Monster University. 9, The Internship. 8, Two Guns. 7, Elysium. 6, Kick-Ass 2. 5, The Lone Ranger. 4, White House Down. 3, Despicable Me 2, 2, Pacific Rim, and the number one pirated movie this past week, Man of Steel.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. It's a lot better than the Superman Returns, I think.
Superman Returns, yeah. Cool. And most popular in Redbox right now, Epic, After Earth, Curse of Chucky, This is the End.
Curse of Chucky, man. Have you seen that one yet?
No, not yet. You watched
it? Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's funny.
Then new releases at Redbox, Before Midnight, Dead Tombstone, I Give It a Year, Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain, and The Colony.
Oh, The Colony. I was going to check that one out the other night, but my girlfriend, Jalissa, she doesn't like movies like that. So I'm like, I guess.
I'll rent it on my own, huh?
Yeah, check it out on my own. Yeah, she ended up getting some movie called Lifeguard.
It's Lifeguard?
The main character, I don't know her name, but she plays in, have you seen that movie, You Again?
No.
Oh, shoot. Well, I forgot what other movie she plays on. She plays on a lot of movies. She's a little short, blonde chick.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever, man. Nah, mean.
Wait, nah, mean? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying, bro?
Nah, mean. Oh. Now playing in theaters, Carrie, Captain Phillips, Escape Plan, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Gravity, Machete Kills, The Fifth Estate, Runner Runner, Prisoners, and Insidious Chapter 2.
Insidious. Ooh. I saw a version on the internet of Insidious Chapter 2, but it was a handheld from the theater. I'm like, I don't see how people can watch this kind of movies, the handheld. I'm inside a theater. The audio sucks and it's all blurry, especially when it goes to like at night and they're like walking through the house or something and it's really dark and it goes out of focus, and when the light turns on, it takes forever to for the phone to focus or something, and it sucks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it just pisses me off.
Man, it just messes up your whole day, huh?
Yeah, I just mess it up. Like, I don't even know why I waste my time on this crap.
And opening this week, The Counselor. That should be a good one.
The Counselor, what is that? I forgot what that was. Sounds familiar.
Counselor, that one's with Cameron Diaz, Brad Pitt, Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Soon, that one. Then here's another one that would be good. Funny one. Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa, I haven't heard of that one yet.
No?
No, I haven't heard it.
Johnny Knoxville. No?
Oh,
yeah, Bad Grandpa.
The Jackass thing with that little boy?
Yeah, with that little boy.
Okay, yeah, so, I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, that was coming out this weekend.
Cool, man.
Yes, sir, pretty good.
Yeah.
And then real quick, we'll do the NFL real quick, right?
NFL, dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun, Mrs. B's Packers over the Browns, 31-13. My Niners over the Titans, 31-17.
Ah, shush.
Shush-yaj.
Shush-yaj. Okay, and then what about the Lions?
Oh, and then yours was the Titans, huh?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm on the Titans. Don't rub it in. All right, just go to the next team. Let's check out Alex's team.
Alex's team.
He lost two.
Lost to the Bengals, 27-24.
By three, man. Did you check out the Denver and the Colts game?
Denver and the Colts? No, I didn't get to check that one out.
Oh, man, it was so crazy. It was back and forth to the very end. And
didn't that one go into overtime?
Yeah, the Bengals, not the Bengals, the Denver's finally lost their first game.
Yep.
And
then I gotta give it to the Chiefs, man. Chiefs over Texans, 17-16, Alex Smith, former 49er. They're doing good, man.
Cool, man.
The Chiefs are the only one that have a 7-0 record, undefeated.
The Chiefs. One of my friend, the guy that, is gonna be my new boss for maintenance. Because here in the next week and a half, I'm going to be going on part-time for maintenance. And his son's team is the Chiefs. And he was all bragging away about them. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But they're doing good right now, though, huh?
Yeah.
So I guess if it's the right time to talk, it'd be right now. 7-0.
Yeah. How about
that? Yeah. What's that?
A little bit of NBA.
NBA. Oh, real quick. This weekend, 49ers, Jaguars, Chiefs and the Browns, Cowboys and the Lions, Packers and the Vikings, and your Titans have a bye, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. So cool, bro, cool. Give me some NBA news, buddy. Give the listeners some NBA news.
Cool, man. The Bulls ended up beating up the Milwaukee Bucks, 105-84. Derrick Rose has been tearing it up lately since he came back.
Yeah.
He said that he's feeling a lot better than he ever has been, and he feels 100% right now. So he's definitely up in air, left and right, hang time underneath, and all over everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and then the Thunders, 88 over the Utah Jazz, 82. The Celtics lost to the Timberwolves. And Miami didn't play, but LeBron is going to be sitting out for a little bit due to maintenance, he calls it.
Maintenance? Maintenance on his cyborg arms?
On his cyborg body.
On his cyborg body, huh?
Yep. And then coming up will be the Celtics and the Nets. Miami against the New Orleans Pelicans, the Thunders against the Bulls, and those are the only teams that I look forward to. Sorry if I didn't mention your team, I'm sorry.
Pretty good. Yeah, I still need to watch D. Rose play, man.
D. Rose, I seen him. He's definitely tearing it up, and he's looking like his old self, all up in the air, all up against everybody, squished left and right. His threes looks a lot smoother than it did before because they said he ended up gaining 12 pounds over the year that he has been out. 12 pounds, muscle, man.
Since he said he feels like 100%, do you think he's better than he was before?
Right now, it's too early in the season to tell. He's looking good. Yeah, he's definitely showing his part, but it needs to get a couple more games in before you really decide whether or not he's been better than all his previous years. But so far, he's definitely looking pretty good.
Looking pretty good. Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks for the NBA news, buddy.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Anytime. When you said anytime, it reminds me of Predator. Remember with Schwarzenegger? What is he copy?
Oh, yeah.
What does he say? Anytime. Remember when he copies them?
As I say it again.
Anytime.
Hey, don't say that.
Anytime, buddy, anytime. Cool. One of the, I guess this is popular. Something that happened today. I don't know about this Apple thing that went on today. Did you hear about it?
No, I haven't heard anything about Apple.
Something about a new MacBook Pro, a new Mac Pro, a new iPad Mini, something like that. I don't know what those things are.
Man, they might as well just call it an iPod instead of an iPad Mini.
Something.
Things are getting really small, and the iPad Minis are getting so small that the iPods are getting bigger to where they're almost equal in size. I don't know what to deal with that. Stupid.
iPod/Pad/Pro.
Don't forget your pads, man.
Don't forget your pads. No, but for real, the Mac Pro, they updated it. That's like a BA machine, buddy. It's tight, yo.
Damn, tightness.
Yep, the Mac Pro, they updated it. It's awesome, man. It'll be good for a home theater PC setup, or not PC, home theater, Apple computer. That'll be pretty
cool.
Good besides your big screen. And they did a MacBook. They lowered the price. They made it a little better. They revealed a iPad Air.
Air?
Yeah, it's called iPad Air. It's the regular 10-inch.
Uh-huh.
They made it thinner. It's the world's lightest now. It's right at 1 pound, 16 ounces.
Oh, damn.
So that's the world's lightest tablet. So that one's pretty good. They put the same chip in there that they have on the iPhone 5S, the 64-bit A7 processor.
Damn.
So that one they updated, but the one that stole the show, the one people are talking about, is the iPad Mini. Because with the iPad Mini, it's cheaper than the iPad Air, and it has the same stuff as you would the iPad Air. So it has like the Retina display, and it has the updated chips, and it's a real good price for a tablet. The iPad Mini.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So if you like the 10-inch, then the iPad Air, the updated iPad, is pretty good. But if you're willing to stay with the 7-inch, then the iPad Mini is just as good, but just a smaller screen.
Oh, cool. For me, I like the 10-inch, but it's too big of a tablet for me. I'd rather go with the 8-inch tablet. 7 is small. I could go a little bigger, which would be the 8. I like the 8. It's not too big. It's not too small.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I have an 8 now, and my girlfriend, she has a 7, and you guys have a, what is it, 10?
Mrs. B has a 10 iPad 2, and I have a 7 Android tablet.
Yeah, so the 10 is just a little too big. It's like, gotta be extra careful to not to bump into anything. So, I'm like, eesh, don't bump me, man.
Yep.
Don't touch
cool.
me.
Yeah, so that's what happened today. The most people were talking about was the Apple event that went on today. I think it happened in San Francisco, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. So that's the big news, you Apple people.
Cool, man. Awesome. Shoot, I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say, man. You lost me off track.
So the one thing that I want to get straight, I want to get across from this news from today is, yeah, just like I said, the iPad Mini, it's a smaller screen, but it's just as powerful as the other ones. So if you're out there and you want to get an iPad, if you want the small screen, it's just as powerful as the bigger screen. So right now, it just depends on if you want the small screen or the big screen. That's about it.
Cool, man.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
What else, Mr. B?
What else?
What you got? What you do? What you? That's good.
Top 10 games that people are playing today. Number 1, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 2, The Last of Us. Number 3, Beyond Two Souls. Number 4, Pokemon X. Number 5, Pokemon Y. Number 6, Legend of Zelda. Number 7, Skylanders. Number 8, NBA 2K14. Number 9, Halo Spartan Assault. Number 10, Stanley Parable.
And NBA's down at number 8.
Top 10 people are playing.
Cool. Damn, Grand Theft Auto, number 1.
Number
Shoot.
1, still number 1, buddy.
That game is out of control, ridiculously awesome.
Yep. Ridiculousness.
Yeah. Yep. The ridiculousness of the nesses. That's good.
Well, you could spend $1,800 on a cloud light with storm effects.
Cloud 9?
Cloud light.
Oh, light.
With storm effects.
What is that? Is that like a computer or?
No, it's a light that you hang from your ceiling, like a chandelier type of light.
Uh huh.
But instead of it being a chandelier type of light, it's a cloud.
Oh.
It's like, I guess the fabric is shaped like a cloud.
Uh huh.
And inside that cloud, you can do, special effects like, lightning and just like different types of light inside the cloud.
Oh, snap. For how much?
$1,800 because it's shaped like a cloud and it's just hanging right on top of you. So it looks like a cloud. And I guess there's a regular mode where it shines a light. So it's like if you just want a regular light.
Oh, yeah.
And there's other modes where you change the modes and it has the effect of like lightning through the cloud. You know how like when you see lightning going through the cloud real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it has that effect. So it's this big thing that you hang from your ceiling, and it looks like a cloud.
Is it like a kind of a circular type thingy, like a 10-foot diameter thing or 5-foot or something?
It doesn't say how big it is, but it's just like a cloud floating, hung from the ceiling, and it's just like a puffy light that looks like a cloud.
Puffy light, people.
So if you can just picture, if you look in the sky and you see a cloud, just picture that hanging from your ceiling.
Ooh. I know what I want for my Christmas present now, Mr. B.
$1,800, buddy.
Cool, man. I wish I had that. Sounds interesting.
Interesting it is. And Billboard. Here's some Billboard top songs. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Number one, Royals by Lord. You ever heard of them?
Lord? No.
L-O-R-D-E?
No.
Number two, your favorite, Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
No, man.
No.
Your favorite?
No, man, no. Number three, Roar by Katy Perry, buddy.
Katy Perry.
Number four, Wake Me Up by Avicii. No?
I don't know.
Number five, Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake.
Drizzy Drake.
Drizzy Drake. Number six, The Fox by Yelvis.
Yelvis?
Yeah, Yelvis.
I never heard of them.
Never heard of them?
Nope.
Number seven, Holy Grail, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Number eight, Applause by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Number nine, Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke.
Cool.
Number 10, Summertime Sadness, Lana Del Rey.
Lady Del Rey.
Del Rey.
Del Rey.
Do you know these people? Some Kanye West and Kardashian.
Do I know those people?
Yeah, do you know those people?
Yeah, I know those people.
Do you know where they live?
They live in Hollywood.
Just kidding, buddy, just kidding. Kanye West, I guess he proposed to Kim Kardashian. And before,
but she said no.
Did she say no?
Yeah, she said no. She's like, get out of here.
Really?
Mom's counting. No, bro, you're telling me.
Oh, I thought you had your Kim Kardashian app on your phone and you got a breaking news right now.
Oh, no. No. You said I couldn't copy you, so I couldn't download the Kardashian app.
No, I told you I have the Kanye West app. You can get the Kim Kardashian app.
Oh, okay, so they label your Kanye app as Kardashians?
No, sir. But he proposed, and before, I guess he wanted a prenup, but now he doesn't want a prenup. It's breaking news, buddy.
Breaking news. Did you also hear that Kim Kardashian left her baby with a babysitter while she flew across the country to party?
Really?
Yep. Like, what mother does that? Leaves her baby with a babysitter and flies across the country to go party with friends.
Did she go back that night?
Nope.
Man, it's crazy, yo.
Yep.
Do you know what's even crazier than that?
What?
Scientists were able to make, they are able to make today a 100 terabyte hard drive.
Damn. 100 terabytes?
100 terabytes. The one I have right now is a 2 terabyte. Just think, 100 terabyte hard drive. That's crazy, yo.
That is crazy, man. Did you also hear about zombie testing with government? No, I'm being serious.
Zombies testing by government?
Yeah, they're doing zombie testing now.
Really?
Yep, they're experimenting with the dead.
Well, with this 100 terabyte hard drive, you could keep all that information. You could keep all the information on this hard drive.
Yep, so the zombie apocalypse, all my dreams are going to come true, and like I was talking before, I'll be ready. I got all these scenarios written down.
Alrighty, buddy. And just remember, if you ever
need any advice, I'll make a copy of this, and I'll give you my rule book, my guidebook.
Alright, you want me to put it on rollingofftrackpodcast.com blog site?
Yep, so if you guys need help trying to escape from a tight situation when the zombie apocalypse comes, just download this app, and you'll get all my insights.
Yeah, just don't get caught on the toilet, right? When they're coming?
Yeah, exactly, and just don't freeze. You gotta run, man. Whether or not you're on, well, just run.
So all those pictures, all those...
You can put the pants of wiring.
So all those pictures, all that information that you have, videos, whatever, interviews, all that information you have, buddy, just put on this 100 terabyte hard drive, right?
It's not even gonna make a dent.
Yeah, that's right, yo.
Close, man. I probably only have, like, 10 gigabytes worth of information.
And when you're running from the zombies, you could wear Microsoft's rival to Google Glass. So they're making their own Google Glass type eyewear.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like they have those wristwatch phones now too. You seen those?
Yes, Samsung? Sir.
We're going into the future, buddy.
Future, man.
The future is now.
And while you have your Google Glass or your Microsoft glasses on, you could be carrying around this Nokia tablet. Everybody's getting in the tablet game, buddy. Nokia's just in it right now. Nokia's 10-inch tablet. called the Lumia 2520. They released it. They released it today, and it runs Windows RT.
Sounds futuristic.
It is futuristic, buddy. $4.99, Windows 8. It runs Windows 8. Windows 8, 4G LTE, 2.2 gigahertz, quad-core processors. That's four processors. And it includes a 6.7 megapixel back-facing camera. 6.7, it's all right for a tablet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're usually like only like 3.2 or something.
Like 3, yeah, like around 3. So 6 is pretty good.
Yeah, that's like the back camera of my Samsung Stratosphere phone.
Yes, sir. So you can wear your Google Glass or your Microsoft glasses or be carrying around this Nokia tablet, buddy, all right?
Cool, man. And I'll call you on my Samsung wrist phone.
Yep.
And
when you're finished with the day, just put all that information on that 100 terabyte hard drive, buddy.
Still won't make a dent.
Yep. You could get through the zombie apocalypse and still won't make a dent in that 100 TB.
Damn.
Just don't buy a Nintendo in Japan because they're not going to be making any more for Japan, buddy.
You gotta take it from America.
Yep. They'll still be making it for US of A, but they're going to stop Wii production in Japan.
Ooh, Japan.
You got it?
I got it, Mr. B.
Alrighty. 10 of the fastest growing apps in the world. Are you ready?
Go for it. Sugar Crush on there. Candy Crush.
Sugar Crush. I guess we'll go from the least downloaded to the fastest downloaded. Ready?
Yep.
Facebook Messenger. Foursquare. Twitter. YouTube. Skype, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Flickr, and the fastest growing downloading app in the world is Vine.
Vine? Yep. V-I-N-E?
V-I-N-E, buddy.
What is that?
You don't know what Vine is?
Nope.
It's like it's an app where you take 6 seconds of video and you could, within those 6 seconds, you could stop, record, or pause, record, pause, record.
Oh, that's what you were talking about a couple episodes ago, huh?
Yeah, Vine. So that's the fastest growing app in the world right now, Vine.
Oh, then I should be a part of the fastest growing app. I should download it now, too.
You should, man. Do it. And then number 6 is Skype. Skype, buddy. Skype's awesome.
Yeah, Skype. Awesome.
Skype is awesome, man.
Skype-erific.
Nah, mean.
Know what I'm saying?
And another thing that came out from Nokia. They call it the Nokia Asha 500, Asha 502, Asha 503. They're like the new phones that are coming out.
Uh-huh.
And they run Windows. So, new Nokia phones, new Nokia tablets, buddy.
Cool, Nokia. Have you ever had a Nokia, Brent?
Nada.
Nada. I'm a Nada. Samsung person. Phone, tablet, TV, computer.
Shoes.
Laptop.
Toilet.
Shoes. Yep, toilet. Did you know that they made a touchscreen toilet with Samsung brand on it?
Really?
That's no joke. Yep, laugh about it, but it's no joke.
They no, make mean.
One. Yep, and it play when you when you sit down, it plays music based on your mood. How like when you wear those mood rings, it tells you the color of your mood.
Yeah.
So when you sit down, whatever you're feeling at the time, your butt feels.
Whatever you're feeling, but yeah.
It'll play the music your butt wants.
Well, your butt.
It'll relax you, man.
So Samsung has that new butt music, huh?
Yep. The bubble butt song.
The bubble butt song.
Oh!
New Samsung toilet will get your booty shaking. Oh!
Oh! Booty work. Booty work. Booty work. That's funny, man. But no, yeah, that's crazy. Why would you have a touchscreen toilet that plays music based off of your mood? Who would want that?
Who would want that? I don't know. But these 40...
So I guess if it's Samsung, I'll take it.
Yeah. Sounds crazy, but you know, these 40 million crazy customers, you can call them crazy, but 40 million people are subscribed to Netflix. And that's more than people are subscribed to HBO.
Damn.
Netflix is the bomb.
Pinch poke. You owe me a Coke.
Pinch poke. Owe me a Coke. Lucasfilm reveals plans for Darth Vader TV specials.
Ooh, like the animated cartoon or?
No, like a TV, regular TV.
Oh.
Yes, sir. And, of course, they made a Hello Kitty Galaxy Tab 3. Everything's Hello Kitty.
Cool.
And,
My daughter loves Hello Kitty.
What's that?
My daughter loves Hello Kitty.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Every time she sees it, she goes, ooh, cute.
Cool, cool. And one Gallup news. Gallup, New Mexico is known for many reasons, such as Indian capital of the world, or our latest accomplishment. Ready for this?
Better be school news.
The adventure capital of New Mexico.
Oh, cool. Pretty good. They should set a record for the number one state in the country to improve school academics.
They should, huh?
Yep, we're like really low on the charts. We're like way low.
Yep.
And Mexico, man, what's wrong with you?
Get it right.
Those kids.
Get it right, get it right, get it right. Would you pay $75,000 to ride a balloon into space?
$75,000 if I was a millionaire, yeah. I'd have no problem. Definitely ride a balloon into space, man.
It doesn't go outer space. It goes, I think it was like, how many miles was it? 100, I remember, 100,000 yards.
Like the guy that went outside of, Mount Everest, he went above Mount Everest with the balloon, or his little, fan jet pat, thingy, parachute, shoot thing.
No, I don't know. I never heard of that.
But this one.
But this one is a special balloon that they're gonna make, and it holds probably like, maybe, I'm gonna say like maybe like 10 people inside this balloon at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So this balloon's gonna go so far into the sky where you'll be able to see, the deep, dark space, and you'll be able to see the horizon of Earth.
Oh, snap, that'd be crazy awesome.
Yep, and after that, it just takes you back down, so you just get a ride up there, spend so much time up there, then you head back down again.
For $75,000, that'd probably worth it, though.
Yep, that'd be cool. Take some pictures, too, huh?
Yep, but no, for real, that guy, a couple years ago, he got on, remember how, like, here, those people who sit on those big old fan motor jet thingies, and they fly around with a kite thing?
Yeah.
It was one of those, that guy, he flew, I think it was a half mile or almost a mile above Mount Everest. And he went so high to where he started to lose circulation to his body and oxygen. And then his fan, his motor started freezing up and started to die out on him. So he had no choice but to come back down. Otherwise, if he kept going, he would have blacked out. Or his fan would have frozen. It wouldn't have thawed out in time to turn back on.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got so high to where he had to wear an oxygen mask. Like crazy.
Cool, cool. It's kind of like that scene from Iron Man. Remember where he flies into space and he freezes? Then he falls back down?
Oh, yeah. Kabloosh.
Kabloosh. Yes, sir. One more story, buddy. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Ben.
Justin Bieber fan spends $100,000 on plastic surgery just to look like Justin Bieber.
That's crazy, man. Why would you want to look like somebody else?
I don't know, man. Just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Rock Pod listeners, be yourself, man. Be yourself. All right, Mr. A. This is it. End of the podcast, buddy.
End of the podcast, man. I was rolling.
Don't cry, buddy. Don't cry.
That's what our fans wanted, to get me back rolling. Now you're cutting me off.
Don't cry, buddy. Don't cry.
It's all right. I fight to live another day.
Fight to live another day, and we'll be back for the weekend episode, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's a spirit soldier.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Cool. You can tweet us, hit us up at ROTPOD. RollingOffTrackPodcast@gmail.com and find everything at RollingOffTrackPodcast.com. Thank you for the comments again. I know I mentioned the last episode, but keep bringing them comments, keep all that stuff, and we appreciate it, and it just lets us know how you guys are feeling, doing, what you're eating, what you're watching, all that stuff. So keep sending them in, and we appreciate the support. By listening, keep on listening.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing on the site. I added a iTunes link for iOS people. So if you have an iPhone, you can click on the iTunes link, and it'll give you a, it'll be easier to listen to or download. And for the PC and Android, I provided another link where it's easy to download on the Android and easy to download for the PC. So there's two separate links under the player on the blog site, so it'll be easier for both iOS, Android, and PC to listen or download. We'll see you guys next episode. Hit us up. And Mr. A, any last words?
Don't stress over the little things. And remember, everything's always little.